Security Services, Shooting Range, Senate Building, Coruscant.
50 meters down the narrow black-walled lane, the gleaming silver droid went from stillness to an athlete's run in an instant, hurtling toward Chief of State Dalla. Dalla, dressed in baggy, comfortable exercise wear and blue, drew her blaster pistol from a shoulder holster and aimed in a single practiced motion. By the time she put her sights on the droid, it had covered half the distance between them. She took an extra moment to aim, allowing the droid to close to 10 meters, a distance at which the grin on its skull-like facial features was evident. And then, she squeezed the trigger. Her shot took the droid in the chest, upper right pectoral, had it been a human. The shot turned that section of silver skin black. The droid spun, its beautiful running gait interrupted, and Dalla fired again, a snapshot that took the droid in the left side, blackening its hide there. The droid spun down to the glossy black floor and slid to within 3 meters. As it did, Dalla aimed one last time, carefully, and put a bolt into the thing's temple. The indicator screen built into the lane wall beside Dalla flashed with the word, kill. Below it appeared more words. Replay task. Analyze results. Reset. Change parameters. Exit simulation. Instead of issuing one of those commands, Dalla stepped aside and nodded for her companion to take the firing position. General Merritt Jaxton, Chief of Starfighter Command, dressed like Dalla for this practice, stepped up and adjusted his orange-toned goggles. A human male of average height, gray-haired and dark-eyed, he had the sort of squarish build and facial features that the civilian population expected and found reassuring in its military leaders. Like most of the current generation of high-ranking officers, he had come to his position in the power vacuum that had resulted from the end of the Second Galactic Civil War. The change in GA government had left innumerable careers like the droid before them, blackened, prostrate, and failed. And people like Jaxton, efficient warhawks with spotless records, had stepped up and assumed power. He looked down at the fallen droid. His voice was a touch rough, lightly flavored with the accent of long-lost Alderaan.
"You let it get too close."
Dalla shrugged.
"You go for the center of mass first. Put them down, then put them out. If you go for the kill shot right away, you, well, die."
"Nonsense." Jaxton turned to the control board. "Change parameters. Red rage addict. Enhanced to 10. Reset."
The droid leapt to his feet and trotted back to the 50-meter distance spot. As it reached the spot, vents protruding from the walls blew out a quantity of white fog, engulfing the droid. The fog dissipated almost immediately, and with it disappeared the 3 black marks on the droid's skin. The droid turned back toward Dalla and Jaxton, then became still. Jaxton grinned.
"Go!"
The droid moved toward them. Jaxton drew the blaster pistol on his right hip. As the barrel came up into line, he fired. The bolt took the droid in the center of the forehead. The droid's head snapped back, then its body fell. It had taken 2 steps. It slid forward another 2 meters, then lay still.
"Impressive."
Dalla wasn't really impressed. She had known too many ex-starfighter pilots who were far too proud of their shooting skills. In the field, show-off tactics like Jaxton's would get a soldier killed. But she managed to keep the boredom out of her voice.
"You must practice all the time, day and night."
Jaxton paused, doubtless wondering if her statement was a jab at his recently divorced state.
"Not that much."
He stepped aside.
"Reset,"